You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
There is nothing in your life.
Hi, it's Rodney here speaking to you again from Fame Mission in Kitimula, Eastern Kenya. And I'm just seated here at our mission house with Aaron Dunlop, who's the son of our founding director, Alan Dunlop. And Aaron has travelled all the way from Canada, from his home church, to be with us here for a special week of Bible teaching meetings. I'm especially delighted to have Aaron. We had met each other many, many years ago as children, but never since then had we met. I know, Aaron, you had visited Kenya here, was it 21 years ago?
Yes, I was here 21 years ago.
The mission centre here started 20 years ago. Alan Dunlop came to pioneer the mission here at Kitimula 20 years ago. So when you visited at that time, that this mission centre didn't exist at that time. So it's really, really nice. I've really enjoyed the meetings. It's been great to have you with us. You can tell our listeners now just how you've experienced things, the impressions that have been made on your mind as you've come to witness the work that your dad has pioneered and to see where it is today. So I'm just going to hand over to Aaron now, and he can share with you about the mission centre itself, the work that's going on, and especially the week of Bible teaching meetings. All right, brother.
Yes, thank you, Rodney. It's a great privilege to be here. As you say, I was here in Wingi 21 years ago, 1995. The following year, I went into Bible college and my dad came to Africa. And so I've heard a lot about the centre here over the past 20 years, but you never understand fully the amount of work and the expansion of the work until you come and see it. It's amazing. It's the half has not been told me, as the Queen of Sheba said to Solomon, and as someone wrote in your guest book.
Is that right?
It's amazing to see the children just playing happy, the happiness of the whole situation, how it functions with the staff, the smoothness of the operation, and the order of it has just been amazing. Amen. The meetings, I was really thrilled with the meetings. We took the subject, or Rodney picked the subject, of the Kingdom of God, and I expanded from the Kingdom of God to deal with sort of an overview, a big picture study of the Bible, so that if pastors and elders are coming to the Bible, then they've got a big picture and they can come then and plug in little aspects of the Old Testament into the bigger subject of the Kingdom of God. So the main three points were the Kingdom of God, the reign of Christ, and the empire of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Really thrilled to see the interest. I think the numbers were in the region of 480.
We had to actually get tents for the overflow. The hall couldn't hold everyone who was coming.
Right, it was tents in the second day and the rest of the week. So the numbers were amazing every day. The same people sitting and listening intently. And I think of one lady in particular, her face was just riveted the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening intently and taking notes. Many, many people taking notes and studying the word. And then no cars in the car park. It was very interesting to see. When you come out of the sessions, they're walking into the village, just walking into the bush, back home. We had actually here in the centre.
And our guest dormitories.
Guest dormitories.
Those that were far away.
Over 70 stayed all week. Every night, there were over 70 stayed. And every night, as we sat in the veranda of the mission house here eating supper, and into the evening, the singing was amazing.
That's right.
Of the group singing, a harmony. There's nothing, nobody can sing like the African. So I was really thrilled with that. The whole experience has been amazing, just to see the people come just out of nowhere.
Amen.
And just listen to the word.
Thank you very much, Aaron. And it's our prayer that God will bless the word as it has gone forth faithfully during that week of meetings. We thank God that so many people came from different denominations willing to hear the word of God and willing to make changes in their lives to conform to the authority of Scripture. I just pray that God will continue to be glorified and blessed, and his kingdom extended in the lives of men and women in this area. Amen.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. For more information or to help support the work, We invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.